Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
So hello and welcome to another episode of Friends with Friends. My name's Pete Allison, and back by popular demand is Dave Cripp.
Ahoy, hoy. Has there been popular demand? I mean, I know it's only a little jokey intro, but I'm not sure there's been much popular demand specifically for me. Podcasting's more of a forcing yourself into someone's house rather than being invited in, isn't it? You know, we're just putting it out there and hoping that people... It's not a great metaphor in hindsight. I'm thinking out loud, Pete, but basically, hi.
Hi.
Ahoy, ahoy.
How are things?
Yes, fine, apart from clearly I need to wake up, even though it's 3 p.m. Have you been up since silly o'clock?
I've been up since 4, yeah. 4 a.m. Yeah,
so early, isn't it? Yes, things are good, thank you. First order of business before we get to this week's episode, Peter, is to remind us that there's a quiz this week. On Wednesday evening. So as this episode comes out today or tomorrow, if you're on Patreon, patreon.com/friendspod, we're doing a live quiz in our resident haunt, the Old Queen's Head in Angel. And I say we, it's very much me because Pete lives too far away.
Yeah.
But it's really more of a sort of production reminder that we have to write a quiz.
Hang on though. Aren't there only two tables left?
Well, there were yesterday, yeah, or the day before. Right.
You may be plugging this and there may be none available.
Yeah, but just in case, you never know. You never know. Right. They said it sold out really quickly, apart from the last two tables, which have just been there for like...
That's not sold out.
No.
It's sold out really quickly, apart from two tables.
It sold really quickly. Like, all the tables went really fast, right. But these two tables just didn't, as if we've got a very specific number of fans. And okay. As soon as they hit that capacity, it's like, no. But, yeah. You know, just in case, it might be worth having a little check. You never know. There's definitely sometimes little space people don't turn. Anyway, all I'm saying, just in case, it was really more to remind us to write a quiz tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow. That's a tomorrow job.
Yeah, it's a tomorrow job, isn't it? It's definitely a Tuesday job. Yes, apart from that, should we crack on with the old television series Friends?
Well, yes, but there is a slight issue.
Okie dokie, hit me with it. Have you not watched the episode?
No, I have. I have done that.
Good.
So this week's episode request comes from Ruby.
Hi, Ruby.
But... her message in which she requested the episode is no longer visible to us because I think she's made her Instagram private or maybe unfollowed us. And that's that means we can't see the message anymore.
I
could probably make it up. We know the kind of format of these requests. Shall I try that?
Yeah, just improv it, mate. I mean, you read it once at the start when you wrote it down. So, you know, see, okay. Sort of do it, like try and scan the back of your brain, see if it's there.
Hey guys, it's Ruby.
Probably hi, Derek and
Paul.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a name someone hasn't said beginning with P, and I couldn't think of any. Someone said Paul, and someone says, what's any of the names giving me a P?
Patrick.
Pavlov.
Love the podcast. Cheers, Ruby.
Oh,
that's really
Ruby,
kind of you.
That's so kind.
I'd like to request season 8, episode 2, the one with the red sweater. Isn't it funny with the bit with the red sweater where Ross doesn't, like, he picks it up and then we find out that it's his. Love that bit. Nice to see Tag. You know, Joey proposing, what's all that about? Anyway, cheers guys. Love the podcast. Bye.
Okay, look, it was a passable attempt by you.
Cheers, Ruby. Thanks a lot for that.
What I would say, Pete, is it's very unlikely anyone's ever written "nice to see tag" in a request.
I was just trying to reference something else that happened in the episode.
Poor old Tag. This is Tag's last appearance, and the final thing that happens in Friends is basically Ross going, "That guy's a fucking weirdo."
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
And that's it. That's it. We never see him again. Poor old Tag, but he is a bit rubbish, isn't he, to be fair?
It's a nice little cameo.
It is a nice little cameo. A little synopsis for you then, Peter.
Yeah, did Ruby not explain it well enough in her message?
Well, look, you be.
Yeah.
You've mentioned most of the things, actually, but there's a couple of bits you missed out. So here it is, The One with the Red Sweater, Season 8, Episode 2, 227402, production code.
I don't like that code.
Yeah, it's not...
I've heard better.
Not very satisfying, is it?
Heard better.
Rachel refuses to reveal who the baby's father is until she sees him. Joey tells Monica and Phoebe about an unknown guy who slept with Rachel a few weeks earlier and left a red sweater behind. Phoebe thinks it's Tag Jones's sweater. Weird that they use his full name there. And arranges a meeting between him and Rachel. Meanwhile, Ross and Chandler attempt to recreate the wedding photos after Chandler loses the disposable cameras. And Monica opens all the wedding presents without waiting for Chandler. Monica, Joey and Chandler then learn it's not Tag. As they're still pondering the mystery, Ross arrives and retrieves his red sweater, unaware of his significance.
Yeah, okay.
Unaware. What I would say about that synopsis, Pete, is Monica opens all the wedding presents without waiting for Chandler is literally all we can say about that plotline. they've covered it completely comprehensively because that is all that happens.
Yeah, other than the fact that someone quite curiously seems to buy McConica?
Did you go there? McConica?
Let me try that again.
No, don't try again, because I'm trying genuinely. Before you do, I'm trying to work out what you were trying to say.
McConica. I don't know.
McConica. McConical flask? Is that what you're going to say?
Well, they didn't do that. Oh, no. Anyway, someone curiously has bought Monica a shawl for a wedding present.
I see.
Which, that's why wedding presents tend to be sort of quite practical household things, right?
Well, like Peter, for example, a KitchenAid blender mixer thing.
Yes.
Which someone has bought, a yellow KitchenAid mixer, right? What's curious about that present?
Doesn't Monica famously always have the same one on the side?
It's been on the side in their apartment, yeah. The same one has been on the side previously, and now it isn't in this episode, and then she opens one, and then it is from then on in. Like, that is... I hate to say it, guys, because we love you and we admire your work very much. Lazy prop acquiring.
Well, there is also a continuity error a little bit later on a different subject, which I'll... I wonder if you spot.
Cameras?
No, not cameras.
Oh, I've got a great camera one. Go on, anyway, yeah. All right, okay, two more continuity errors. Oof.
God, we're spoiling you guys.
Getting into the nitty-gritty this week, aren't we? Okay, well, honestly, that's about it, hasn't it? Someone gets there a mini salt shaker and a mini pepper shaker and wraps them separately. That's quite curious.
For tiny salt?
Tiny. Yeah, also tiny salt. What is the purpose of a tiny salt shaker? Like, when would you use that? I feel like Monica would want, like, quite a nice fancy one, right?
Yeah.
Picnics?
Yeah, in fact, yeah, maybe. It's quite impractical to use around the kitchen, isn't it? Because, you know, you need a bigger quantity.
Not sure they've been on a picnic in all the 10 years we've known them.
But they did plan to go to Central Park for one, but Phoebe turned her nose up at it.
That's true, actually. Yeah, they planned that 3 years earlier, so someone's obviously gone. Do you know what I noticed what they didn't have when they planned that picnic briefly? Portable salt and pepper shakers. Do you know what I really want? My friend Gareth's got them. The motorised ones.
Motorised?
Motorised, is that the right word? But like, you press a little button and the salt and pepper shaker.
Unnecessary.
No, great. So good.
Unnecessary use of technology, that.
Welcome to my life, mate.
Right, yeah, that's true.
I bought an electric bike this week.
Oh, my mum had... So I was slagging off electric bikes.
Oh, no.
Because I was like, oh, they're just lazy, aren't they? And then mum was like, oh, your dad's ordered me one for my birthday.
Oh, no.
But she is a woman in her 60s who cycles up lots of hills.
She's also absolutely correct. They're bloody wonderful. And I'll tell you my practical reason.
But doesn't it reduce the sort of exercise benefit of the bike?
Yes. Now, right. let me tell you where I don't cycle, okay? I don't cycle anywhere important because, and this is, you know, maybe taking the sheen off my very glamorous image that you might hold of me.
What image was that?
Well, exactly. Just in case anyone does, they won't. But you know, I'm known to perspire, Pete, when doing a lot of exercise. Like, you know.
Form an orderly queue, ladies. Yeah.
So what I can't ever do, for example, is cycle to a meeting or cycle to, like, an important thing, you know? But I'd like to, because A, I hate getting the tube, and B, I'd, you know, I do like the exercise. So here's my plan. Cycle there, you know, with the motor. Don't sweat. Get there. Look all fresh, have a nice meeting, turn off the electric bit, cycle back like a legend, get some great exercise. What a day I've had.
Oh, so you mean you don't mind being sweaty on your way home?
No, I get home and have a shower. That's fine. It's more for, you know, yeah, exactly. So I'll do that. Have a really good cycle on the way home, get some good exercise in. At the moment, I can only really cycle like in a loop because I have to get back and have a shower.
Fine.
All right.
That's fine. I'll allow it.
So there's my theory.
They have so many wedding presents, by the way.
Oh, sorry, Friends. Yeah. Television series. Actually, on the subject of Friends, my friend Scott sent me a photo this week of a Friends t-shirt. And I've noticed this now. You'll notice it. They've rebranded slightly all the Friends merch.
Have they?
So, inexplicably. But now, the Friends logo in very small writing underneath on all t-shirts and things you'll see that's been made recently says Friends, the television series.
What else would it be?
Well, exactly, that famous Friends logo with the dots and the colours. And then they felt the need to clarify.
Explain it.
Yeah. Friends, not your friends. These six people on this t-shirt are not your friends. Don't get confused and think that's your mate Sally from down the road. It's not. It's Jennifer Aniston.
So, how is Sally, by the way?
She's absolutely fine. Got her a new t-shirt. Okay. Friends, the television series. I don't know anyone called Sally, I don't think.
Sally off of Coronation Street?
Well, yes. I sang at her wedding. Have I told you this before?
What? You did what?
I sang in the choir at her wedding.
Yeah. I've no comment to make, but I feel like I should have.
Used to sing in church choirs, didn't I? And then Sally Whittaker then was.
My mum goes to church with Gail Platt.
Covering all the gamut of Coronation
I made that sound
Street.
Like mum goes to church. My parents go to church all the time, but they don't. It's just whenever they do go on the odd occasion.
Gail Platt is
often there, yeah.
Helen Worth. There you go. So, yeah, I was at Sally Webster's wedding. It's a good fact, isn't it?
That is good.
Yes, anyway, back to what we're talking about, wedding presents. Yes, they have a lot of wedding presents. Also, how have they got them back to the apartment? That happened very quickly and easily, but that is a big old faff, isn't it? That's like a truckload.
By the way, after saying we had nothing to say about Monica's presence, that's the vast majority of this week's episode. So.
Yes, that is actually. But actually, to be fair, some tangents were had, including the church-going habits of Coronation Street.
Fine,
actors.
Yeah.
Should we move on to the other actual Friends plots?
Which one do you want to do?
I want to do something after this. Just wanted to give you a chance to put your clothes horse down.
Oh, no, it's down today, mate.
Is it already down?
Oh, no, it's not, actually. It's in the garden.
Oh, hello. Someone's doing well weather-wise. We've got drizzle here.
No, it's lovely here.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah. I long for a bit of sun so I can hang it out. I just never time my washing right for the sun. That's the problem. We get loads of sun, but I always forget. And then by the time, it's raining. I need to do a wash, but it's raining. Ugh. Right. So, Rachel or the camera? Should we start with the cameras?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
There's actually a lot going on in the cameras. But before we even get to the cameras, or Rachel's pregnant, so Joey sort of floats across this episode, doesn't he?
Being generally lovely wherever he goes.
Incredibly lovely on one hand is what I would say, Peter.
Oh, okay.
He proposes both Phoebe and Rachel, sort of thus showing his nice supportive, you know, I want to make sure you're all right.
It's very sort of protective of Phoebe after hearing the father of a child is David Lynn is an interesting.
David Lynn. Slightly undermines the sort of what then happens is Rachel becomes a very successful single mother. Slightly undermines that, but I think his intentions are good.
Yeah, okay, fine.
However, on the evening of his best friend's wedding, Joey went into not one, not two, but three of his friend's hotel rooms and watched full-length pornographic movies.
And ate nuts.
And ate sugar nuts. More nuts.
Which, what a porn binge he went on.
That is so many. Like, we're led to believe, because it's pay-per-view films, you know, like Dr. Doomy a little. So let's say conservative guess, they're an hour long each. He spent the best part of three and a half hours by the time he got between the rooms and done all the pay-per-view admin.
Or did he just jump in two-thirds of the way through the film and watch it for 10 minutes?
Maybe, but why are you doing a tour of your mate's bedroom? Like, it's weird enough.
And the bridal suite, by the way.
Right, including the bridal suite. Where's everyone else? Presumably still out, still at the wedding. Therefore, the wedding's still going on. Therefore, he's left the wedding to go and watch loads of porn.
Also, hotel pay-per-view porn is very of its time, isn't it?
Yes, it's a thing that's completely passed me by, really. I was sort of always aware of it in hotels when I was younger.
Oh, I bet you were.
No. I mean, I genuinely have never ordered it because I don't... Hotel pay-per-view felt too complicated and, let's be honest, a little extravagant, you know, like including just normal films. It used to be sort of like the Sky box office type thing, didn't it? You could go and watch Titanic on hotel pay-per-view, but...
Also, usually, if you're going to hotel, it's because you're out and about doing stuff and need somewhere to sleep.
Right.
If you are booked into a hotel and you think, I'm going to have a night in and have a wank, like that's a little bit... Like, you've got a wedding to go to.
Yes, exactly. But he goes to three different rooms. Absolutely baffling. He's also still in his tennis gear, so was he wanking in his tennis clothes?
Oh.
on his friend's beds. It's weird. On his friend's bridal bed.
Yeah, that is dark.
Weird. So look, I think Joey comes out of this episode net neutral. Absolutely lovely. Okay. Lovely gestures on the one hand.
There's a nice bit where he hugs Rachel and saying that he's really happy for her. And, like, it's just such a nice little hug that the audience actually goes, oh.
Yeah. Just like,
which is cute.
Nice human interaction. Yeah, exactly. No, it's lovely. Look, Joey's, I think this definitely him proposing. Oh, we'll get onto that, won't we? Because that's the sort of pregnancy storyline. But we're on cameras now, aren't we?
Are we?
Well, we sort of were, weren't we? Or have we sort of delved into the Rachel thing? Should we carry on with that? It's hard
to tell. Yeah, fine.
Let's carry on with the Rachel thing. Yeah, so Joey... You're right. It's like, it is a bit of a nutty thing to do. Not necessarily say, I want to like spend, you know, move in and spend some time with you, but to actually do the full on down on one knee proposal for this sort of situation is a bit mad, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd sort of say, well, I feel like there are other steps he could have taken prior to proposing. Like, we'll live together.
Yeah, exactly.
If you ever need any help, like financially, like give me a shout. I'll be happy to help you.
He's got a ring.
Yeah.
He's acquired a ring.
Yeah, I do love Phoebe's objection to Joey then proposing to Rachel a little bit later. Like, her what is great.
And that continues, doesn't it? She's not just annoyed that he's done it just because Rachel's pregnant. She then takes it on in a sort of, like, I'll take you back.
Yes.
You know, she's bought into this. She wants to marry Joey. All very brief, but there's clearly a lot of good feelings there, aren't there?
I do love Phoebe in this episode, actually.
Yeah, she's good. So, well, she starts the episode still pretending she's pregnant, doesn't she? And sort of getting it wrong and forgetting and being a bit shit of it. And then really throwing David Lynn under the bus. Poor old David Lynn.
Yeah, some guy who is apparently just annoying but goes to the gym is possibly going to get beaten up by Joey.
Yeah, we never hear anything more about David Lynn, do we? Poor bastard. What Phoebe does bring to the table, right, is freaking Rachel out in this episode. And what I would say in Phoebe's defense, so Rachel has this thing about going, God, you freaked me out. You basically told me that this affects somebody else, not just me. And it is so clear that it's going to be a massive thing if you tell somebody that's not expecting it that you're having their baby, right? Rachel just hadn't seemingly considered that, as if she was just going to go, I'm having your baby. And they'd be like, oh, thanks for letting me know. Cool. See you in a bit.
Yeah, it's just this slow process of realising that she's got quite a big task on her hands.
Yes, and also she knows it's Ross at this stage. We don't, but she does. So there's no way she could really imagine she would just tell Ross and that would be it, considering A, how much they see each other, and B, Ross's personality.
Yeah, that's true.
So Phoebe freaks her out by sort of going, it's going to be really big. That bam, hit by a bus thing's very funny little callback, isn't it? And then we get that very funny sequence where... Joey goes, I didn't see who it was, but... And then just leaves the room. Really. And then Phoebe, I know who the father is. And then Monica says, people have got to start finishing their stories. Now, Joe tweeted us earlier in the week going, I always love how Monica says stories in this, and I've never noticed it before. But she goes full Sean Connery.
Stories.
And says, people have got to finish their stories. And it's really weird, and it's really enjoyable. But I just never clocked it before. So fair play, Joe. Good spot.
The great bit about that whole sequence is that, again, if you looked at it written down in a script, there's nothing particularly funny there.
Yeah.
But it's the great bit of physical comedy, and all of that comes from the direction of them just sort of silently walking away from each other.
Yeah, I really like the line, "Was that story over?"
Yeah.
when Joey leaves. Was that it? And then there's the sort of the mix-up, isn't there, where we get the tag. Tag comes back. Phoebe calls Tag.
I love it when Phoebe says, "I'm a little more than just a pretty blonde girl with an ass that won't quit."
Phoebe's self-confidence is something to behold, isn't it?
It's really, she's great.
It's remarkably great. It's wonderful.
Also quite self-confident to arrange this on Rachel's behalf.
Yes, she's taken some steps in this episode, hasn't she? Absolutely has. She's agreed to marry Joey, and then she's basically just said, "I'm going to do this for you. You're going to speak to this guy now." Turns out it's not Tag, obviously. I'd say Tag doesn't come out awfully well of this interaction, because his whole spiel is, "I've matured and I really like you and I want us to get back together." And then all Rachel does is say, "I'm pregnant," and he loses interest entirely.
Also, great comedy hand slap of him dropping Rachel's hand and it like slapping the table the moment he realises.
It's a really funny comedic bit, that bit. And then also when Rachel says, "You can go," and he goes, "Thank you," and leaves like a scolded schoolboy from like a head teacher's office, you know? But bloody hell, if he cared that much, he would still at least pretend to be like, "Oh, that's interesting. Maybe not sure this is the right thing for me." But what I would say is he can't have liked her that much.
Yeah, that's true.
Then we get Joey proposes to Rachel, like we said, and then this all sort of culminates when Ross picks up the sweater, isn't it, and takes Joey ages to realise.
Classic great Friends moment, that.
Classic. That is a really good Friends moment, actually. What, it was season 8, the start of season 8. There's been a lot of talk on this podcast from all of you listening about how season 8 is not everyone's favourite, but what I would say is that's a proper Friends cliffhangery moment, isn't it, of like a proper like, "Oh my god," a big reveal moment that we haven't had for a while,
and just done in like a really different kind of way, because he doesn't realize that he's revealing it, and that's what makes it so great. And I also love the added detail of, "Oh, I've been looking for this for like a month," just in case there was any doubt. It's like the script's just doubling down on it.
Yeah, they really did double down there, didn't they? But yeah, it's really nicely done, isn't it? Really sort of gently sort of pushed into the script, and then we get the weird outro with Ross. Yeah, poor old Tag, you're a weirdo. They've both got the same quite weird sweater, if I'm honest, but clearly a popular sweater at the time, because everyone was wearing it, weren't they? And then we say goodbye to Tag forever. Goodbye, Tag.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, the camera storyline's quite odd, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, Ross's plan, right, is for all the fake photos from multiple disposable cameras to be of him and Chandler. And then there seems to be one photo on put Chandler's holding up a fork to take a photo of it. Like, there'd be some really crap photos. You get them all back, spend a fortune on getting them developed, and then get them all back and be like, why the hell did we even bother?
You couldn't even really claim that you lost all the cameras apart from one, but here are the photos from my camera, you know, because there still has nobody else's faces in it. Good business for the band, to be fair. They're doing a good trade at that venue, aren't they?
That's true,
nights in
yeah.
a row. But I think someone would have clocked them as well at that wedding. Like, Ross gets up on the stage. Surely someone would be like, who is that guy, by the way? Who are these guys that are wandering around?
And also, when he gets up on stage and people start, you know, dinging their glasses for him to do a speech,
yeah.
one of the people that turns to the stage and waits expectantly for his speech is the bride.
Yeah. Oh, that must be one of my husband's friends. Who knows?
Why is she joining in calling for us to do a toast? That she should know of everyone there who is and who isn't invited.
Yes, exactly. It's very odd, isn't it? Let's spool back, shall we? This all starts because Monica's having a tantrum.
Yes.
It's not great luck on Monica, is it? She's just sulking because her... It's like a toddler sulking because their birthday party's over.
Also, Chandler tries to reconcile her with the fact that they've got their honeymoon in a couple of days. She's like, that's not until Thursday. And be like, well, that can only be a few days away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, just chill out, mate. Have a nice sleep. You got the presents. The presents would have been the perfect one, right? Let's go home and open the presents.
Yeah.
Done. So then we get the sidebar storyline of Ross, who hasn't checked out yet. And we get a fun story about Ross... orgasming while shouting the word Radisson.
Yeah, we learn a lot there, don't we?
Tell you what, if the Radisson wanted that as product placement and they asked for a specific... do you know what we'd really like is if it could involve somehow one of the cast members having an orgasm?
I feel like there are smarter brands to orgasm over than Radisson.
Oh, it's a bit of a standard business hotel, the Radisson, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not like a sexy, sexy hotel.
Malmaison, that's a bit sexier.
Oh, yeah.
Is it? All right. Christ.
Well, no, I was on the verge of doing a sort of impression of someone saying the words whilst in the throes of that act, and then I thought I checked myself and thought,
yeah, I'm glad you didn't do that.
That's not what this podcast needs.
I'd say Malmaison is. Are there Malmaisons in around the world? There must be.
I don't know. It's definitely a number around the country, aren't they?
They're kind of decorated from my memory.
Yeah.
Like a sort of bit of 50 Shades. It's all a bit boudoir-y.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. You could have a really exciting illicit affair in a Malmaison, yeah. couldn't you? So Ross hasn't checked out the room. Chandler goes up to see him. And then we get this sort of, you know, this happened before, hasn't it? When they went to the hotel and Ross is taking all the stuff. But, you know, that's Ross's thing, isn't it? Tell you what, there's a lot of products, though, aren't there, in that hotel?
Yeah, he's got all sorts.
A lot for one night, one room. It's quite a fancy hotel, clearly. The interesting thing for me, really, more than anything, was Chandler basically goes, you know, can we go and look for the cameras? And Ross goes, yeah, in 3 minutes. So they've got 3 minutes left. And what does Chandler decide to do?
Go to the toilet.
Yeah, but he needs toilet roll.
Yeah.
So he's like, 3 minutes? I'll just be having a shit in there, lads.
Yeah. Oh.
But it's an odd decision, isn't it?
No, I agree. It absolutely is.
This is also the occurrence that has been flagged up to continue our Cold War theory when Chandler says, why do they call it a Czech, not a Yugoslavian?
Yeah, spot that. Isn't this like, that's only a Patreon reference?
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing?
I think so.
Oh, man, it's hard to keep up, isn't it, sometimes? Have we talked on the main podcast? Please let us know if you've only got the main podcast, not the Patreon. Have we talked about the theory posited by somebody on the Patreon that Friends is set in a parallel universe where the Cold War hasn't ended? Have we not talked about that? If not, we should bring that up because I'd like to pursue this line of questioning. I feel like we should have mentioned it at some point. Anyway, if not, God, that's going to sound weird, isn't it? Ross doesn't have the cameras. I mean, surely the people cleaning up the hotel would have spotted all of the cameras. But here's my continuity error, Peter. Chandler pokes his head out from under a table, you know, and Ross says, have you found any cameras? He says, no. Oh, no, he says, yes, that's why I'm under the table celebrating or whatever. So basically, no. Do you see what's on the table right behind his head?
Is it a camera?
A disposable camera.
Oh, no.
Right there. Literally on the table.
Well, the continuity error from the other storyline is that, you know, when Phoebe rips the Band-Aid off...
Yeah.
Next scene, when Joey proposes.
Back on.
Same place.
See, now, here's the thing, right? I spotted that, but I also wondered if she still needed a Band-Aid, she might have just put another one on.
Maybe.
Maybe. It seems weird that she'd rip it off just to make the point, but that's it is plausible that might have happened. But yeah, I did notice that as well. So they dress up, they go and take some photos all around, don't they? They have a nice time. Then Chandler assaults the bride and they leave.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know where to go with that.
No. Certainly wouldn't fly these days, that storyline, as a punchline, I wouldn't have thought.
No, to sort of ambush her with a kiss.
Yes. And then run away.
And then run away, yeah. Well, at least he got his photo.
Yeah, he didn't need it in the end, did he? Because Monica's got the bloody cameras. Probably that just call him. Classic friend storyline. Give him a call. Give Monica a call. Are you sure they're not in one of our bags? Because we don't have them here. No, no, instead, we'll stay at the wedding venue all day. Literally all day, because they start at noon. And Rachel, just before Ross and Chandler arrive back, says, oh, I don't feel like telling the father tonight, this evening, as if the evening started, you know? And so they've spent the best part of 6, 7, maybe 8 hours enacting this mad, mad plan in the hotel. What a waste of a day. You've just got married, Chandler.
Yeah, should be, you know, marital bliss.
Marital bliss. Anyway, they get home. Monica's found the cameras, but she's also opened all the presents. They call it a truce. They high five. Boom. Everyone's happy.
Everyone's happy, except Dave.
Yep.
Us, because...
Cliffhanger.
Because there's no quiz.
What?
No quiz from Amy. She's abandoned us.
She's just gone. Is that it?
She's blocked us. She's reported us as spam. She is...
No quiz. That's it.
Yeah, no quiz.
Well,
no
Pete,
quiz.
You made up a message. Why don't you make up a quiz as well?
What's the name of...
It's an all right quiz so far, I'd say. Give it 2 out of 10.
Hang on. Right, give me a second. I can do this. When you're listening to an improvised quiz.
Lovely.
When Phoebe gets to Central Perk, who does she think the father of Rachel's baby is?
Tag.
No.
What do you mean?
Someone
when
she
else. Gets to it?
When she gets to Central Perk.
Oh, Gunther.
Yes.
Got you. With you.
Give yourself a ding. This is the world's saddest quiz. Question two, Dave, is I'm trying to get my notes back.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
If you're coming to the quiz on Wednesday, by the way, the live one, it will be better than this.
Well, marginally.
Just going to be us improvising a quiz on the night. Who's the friends?
Who does Ross say designed his sweater?
Oh, do you know what? This is bad because I didn't really watch that bit. I switched it off as it was coming on. I don't know. Who was it?
He says some Italian guy.
Some Italian guy. Yeah, because I was running a bit late. So
do the wrong noise. This is a legitimate quiz. Thank you.
I've got one. Do you want one?
Yeah, why not?
Which photographer does Chandler reference when he has a go at those strangers at the wedding?
There's a few names referenced that went over my head in this episode.
Mm.
Dunno.
Ansel Adams.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to make one more up?
Finally, yeah. On today's improvised quiz, I'll edit this bit out while I have a think.
I don't think you should. I'm just messaging Amy now. Amy, Pete's currently making up an improvised quiz on the podcast.
And finally...
He is floundering substantially.
I would say that the final question should be, other than the salt and pepper shakers, the shawl and the mixer, name a wedding present.
Oh, I couldn't tell you a single one.
No, neither could I.
What's next week, Pete?
Well, hopefully a proper fucking quiz. next week is, we're going back to season 4, episode 14, the one with Joey's dirty day.
Oh, good. Oh, that's a good one. That's a very good one. One with Joey's Dirty Day, Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
I hope you've got the message there, Peter, so you don't have to improvise one next week again and avoid this the shambles that was this week.
Well, as great as my my improvisation skills are,
yeah,
as we've learned.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. Can't complain about that.
I'll endeavour to ensure that everything's prepared.
Breaking news, Pete.
Oh, yeah?
Amy says, oops. Amy's typing. We'll keep the podcast recording until we've got the full apology.
Or should we save it for correspondence?
Could save it for correspondence. All right. That's the teaser, guys. Oops. The rest of Amy's grovelling apology will be on the correspondence episode this Sunday.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.